This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Nami Gadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago City Council members were angry and disappointed that city school board members were no-shows at a hearing yesterday. Council members wanted to question the board members who resigned en masse earlier this month, as well as those who were named to replace them. Jeanette Taylor is the chairwoman of the council's education committee.
You signed up for it, you chose it, you should be able to come talk to us. And so I understood the old board wanting to not be put on the spot and the new board saying that they weren't ready. But we can't continue to accept those excuses.
City council members have no power over Chicago's school board. Still, school district officials are asking them to provide more city money to balance their budget. In more education news, for the second year, Chicago Public Schools is seeing an uptick in enrollment after more than a decade of declines. The school district officially has 325,305 students. That's about 1% more than last year. It is driven by immigrants, with the number of English language learners increasing by nearly 9,000 students since last fall. Schools in some neighborhoods that have traditionally not had many English learners saw big increases this year. South Shore and Austin had hundreds more students needing these services. School district officials said they are providing more bilingual staff to work with these students. CPS said enrollment grew across all racial and ethnic groups, except for Black students. Open House Chicago is a free festival offering behind-the-scenes access to architecturally and culturally significant sites across the city. The two-day event kicks off on Saturday. Adam Rubin is the Chicago Architecture Center's Senior Director of Public Engagement. He told WBEZ's Reset, some selected sites could be world-famous architectural sites, while others are only known by people who live in a particular neighborhood.
What we really want people to do is to go into a space that inspires them with a sense of awe. There should be something visual, and ideally also something that the general public wouldn't get to see.
There are 25 new sites being included at this year's festival. The Architecture Center has put together themed tour itineraries to help attendees make a plan. The Chicago Architecture Center is a financial supporter of WBEZ. The Joffrey Ballet kicks off its season tonight. The company is starting the year with the U.S. premiere of The Atonement, based on author Ian McEwan's 2001 novel. Atonement is a complex story about lies and forgiveness. The tale was adapted into a ballet by acclaimed British choreographer Kathy Marston and co-produced by The Joffrey. It's a big swing to tell such a detailed story through dance. Here's Joffrey's rehearsal director, Adam Blyde.
We tend to like to start with a bang, so I think it's a great way to start the season. For anyone that's new to the Joffrey, it gives you a really quick insight to what we do and who we are, that we like to push boundaries and we don't like to play it safe.
Atonement runs through October 27th. A couple more things you should know today. Chicago White Sox majority owner Jerry Reinsdorf is reportedly open to selling the team. Sources tell The Athletic he is in conversations with Smoke 34, a group owned by former big leaguer Dave Stewart. Stewart has been actively involved in trying to get an expansion MLB franchise in Nashville, but it's unclear at this point what a sale would mean for the White Sox's future in Chicago. Cook County is hosting two public hearings today for residents to weigh in on the proposed budget for next year. The nearly $10 billion spending plan calls for no layoffs of government workers or tax hikes. The hearings are scheduled for 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. today at the county building downtown. People can also watch online. The process of selecting jurors for former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal corruption trial is moving at a slow pace. The government and defense in the case were not able to choose a 12th juror or six alternate jurors yesterday. The judge in the case had hoped to have the process completed so opening statements in the blockbuster trial could start on Monday, but that timeline is now in question. Frustration at the slow pace of questioning triggered the judge at one point to threaten to begin imposing a time limit to speed up jury selection. Today's weather, it will be sunny with a high reaching 65 degrees, and we expect similar weather tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Nami Gadde. Thanks for listening.